The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
Well, good morning to you. If you'll take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 11, is where we're going to be this morning. The book of Numbers, chapter 11. You know, our memories are strange things. The way we remember things, what we remember, it's something that scientists look into. It's something that there's a real unknown about. Our memories, what we choose to remember, how we choose to remember. You know, some things we can go through that at the time can be extremely devastating, can be somewhat frustrating, but it's interesting how when time moves along, the memory of what we went through changes dramatically. The children of Israel in such a state here, they have been in Egypt for quite some time. They have now been released from Egypt. The Lord has taken them out by a strong hand, redeemed them out of Egypt, and they've come to Mount Sinai. They've been there. They've left Mount Sinai. They're headed toward the Promised Land. And as they're doing so, their memory of the way things used to be has changed a little bit. I'd like for us to take a look at just a few moments this morning on remembering biblically. It's not even remembering correctly, because sometimes our memories, the memories we have, we think are right, but they're really not. And so I'm really wanting us to remember biblically instead of like the children of Israel did. It got them into a lot of trouble. As we come to Numbers chapter 11 in verse 4, a mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlics. But now our soul is dried away, and there is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes." The manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof was as bdellium. And the people went about and gathered it and ground it in mills and beat it in a mortar and baked it in pans and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was like the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell among it, or upon it. And so we have here this understanding of what they did have and what they remember having. There's two phrases here that we find. The first one is found in verse 5. We remember. Now, granted, in the midst of the children of Israel was a mixed multitude. And so there were some Egyptians that came out with the children of Israel, and those Egyptians did eat freely. And so the statement that's mentioned in verse 5, we remember the fish we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and melons. Well, for a mixed multitude, the mixed part, that is true. They did. They were Egyptians, and they had it great in Egypt until the plagues came along. They had it great, and so they did eat of these things freely. But that discontentment among the Egyptians spread to the Israelites. And as that discontentment spread, the Israelites began to think, you know what, Egypt wasn't all that bad. And so there was a temporary, but yet an albeit a willing forgetfulness about what had happened in Egypt. The taskmasters and the people of Israel fell lusting. They desired to have something that God had chosen not to give them. And as the children of Israel, in verse 9, as the dew fell upon them in the camp at night, and the manna fell upon the dew, and the children of Israel would go out and gather the manna every morning, except for the sixth day they were not, or 6 days of the seventh day they weren't, that they looked at Egypt and they said, we remember this as well. The next phrase I want you to look at is in verse 6, but now. We remember, and it's very different from what we're going through now. Oftentimes, our way and our remembrance of something can and does dramatically affect our current position. how we look at what we're going through at the present time. The children of Israel remembered what was in Egypt, and now our soul is dried away. Was their soul dried away? Well, no, they were healthy. God had provided them bread from heaven, manna upon them, and they had that every day, and it was miraculously providing for all the nutritional needs that they required, and yet they say their soul is dried away. Well, it wasn't because the Lord wasn't providing, it was the people had forgotten. It wasn't that the Lord didn't provide for them, it's just the people chose to be discontent, and they chose to lust after other things. And so the people say, we remember the fish, but now. You see, for this time of remembrance, as they are remembering, this is critical for their spiritual walk. Because what they remember and how they remember does affect their current walk with the Lord. And the same is true with you and I. How we remember and what we remember of all that God has done does affect where we are and how we behave with Him currently. For instance, what did the children of Israel have with them? We remember the garlics and the onions and the leeks we ate in Egypt freely. They remembered that, but what they didn't remember was the plagues. What they didn't remember was the crossing of the Red Sea as God miraculously provided safe passage on dry ground and at the same time destroying the entire Egyptian army behind him. What they don't remember was the water that came out of a rock, or they don't remember the time when the wood was thrown into bitter water and it was made sweet. They don't remember these things. We remember Egypt. And so someone might say, well, but the plagues, maybe it is they did forget something, because after all, the plagues were a couple years previous, and so was the Red Sea crossing. So maybe there was a forgetfulness. Well, then I'm reminded of what they had with them that could help them with their memory. For instance, with them in the camp, where they were that day, they had the bones of Joseph. You see, the bones of Joseph. Yes, Joseph, before he died, commanded that his bones would be taken out of Egypt and then buried in the Promised Land, knowing that God would indeed redeem Israel from Egypt. They had the bones of Joseph. It was a testimony to God's faithfulness in bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt. They also had in their midst during the day a cloud, a pillar of cloud, and that denoted God's presence with them. But lest they forgot during the night, at night the Lord was a pillar of fire and was there. And again, it was giving a sign of his presence among them. There was also a tabernacle that was here at this time. And the tabernacle was set right in the midst of all the tribes. And in that tabernacle were the Levites, and they ministered to the Lord as people brought their offerings. And there they were able to worship and have access to the Lord. And there was also, that very day that they lusted, there was the manna that fell from heaven. That daily substance that God had given to them to show his leadership. So if they had forgotten, if they had forgotten what happened at the Red Sea, there was plenty around them that they could see that was a memorial to God being with them and for God providing for them. It was a living and working memorial of God's unique hand upon this group of people in the middle of a wilderness as they're headed from Sinai to the Promised Land. Yet, they said, we remember. We remember better days. We remember when things were a little bit easier. That's what we remember. And sometimes our memories are so affected by what we're going through at the present time. For instance, the children of Israel here, they looked at the circumstances around them, their surroundings, and they forgot or they rejected what happens in verse 20. In chapter 11, verse 20, look what the Lord says about himself. But even a whole month until it come out of your nostrils and it be loathsome to you. The Lord's talking about giving them meat. Because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you. the Lord which is among you. We remember Egypt, but yes, you have the Lord among you here. But we remember we ate so well, but yes, the Lord is among you. And you have despised the Lord which is among you. The children of Israel were so consumed about what they remembered, and a faulty memory at that, that they weren't enjoying what God had provided for them in their present condition. They were looking at their surroundings through foggy glasses. They were looking at their surroundings through the faulty memory of the past, and they were comparing it with what the past was like, or what they thought it was like. And the Lord challenges them here and rebukes them and says, you have despised the Lord which is among you. You know, it takes a lot for the children of Israel to look past all that the Lord was, to come to a place where they despised and they lusted for something else. But we're not all that different, are we? We're really not. It doesn't take much in our life to upset our apple cart, if you will. It doesn't take an awful lot for there to be something that's uncomfortable that comes in our life that causes us to despise everything that God has done for us. We look past all of God's blessings, and we look past that as we're remembering what God apparently had done in the past, when indeed God had nothing to do as far as eating freely in Egypt. There was a lot that the children of Israel had with them, but because they were so consumed with a faulty memory, they looked past the manna and said, we want something different. They looked past the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day, and we want Egypt. They looked past the bones of Joseph, the testimony of God's faithfulness in keeping his promises. They looked past that and despised the Lord. How much do you have today that you have to look past to come to a place of discontentment? And I believe for everybody in here, you and I would have to look past an awful lot of God's blessings and God's provisions to become discontent. But we do that pretty quickly, don't we? We shove aside, like the rivers of the Red Sea, we kind of move aside all that God has done for us. The answer to prayer here and the answer to prayer here. We have to move aside what God has provided here before we even asked for the prayer, before we even asked for the request, before we even uttered it from our mouth, we move that aside. And we can't forget this, how the Lord provided so wonderfully here. And we move that aside, and right before us, as clear as day, we find discontentment. And it's so easy to find ourselves in that state. But like the children of Israel, you and I have to move an awful lot of God's blessings aside. But we do so readily. The children of Israel, they looked at their circumstances around them in opposition to looking at the Lord who was among them. Psalm 139, David, as he pens this psalm under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, and you're familiar, hopefully, with the psalm. If not, these are wonderful verses to commit to our hearts that we might not sin against him. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Remember that the Lord is in the midst of you. And just as acquainted as he was with the ways of the children of Israel and all of their needs, and by the way, was meeting them, so the Lord is also meeting your needs. So when we remember, how cautious are we that we remember biblically? Well, I do remember enjoying that, but was that enjoyment really a good enjoyment? We often forget the consequences that come. And when we change the way we remember, it will affect the now. We remember the melons and leeks, but now our soul is dried away because we have something that we want more of. We have something that we're not content with. We have something that the Lord has provided for us that we don't care for. We remember what it was like, and now our soul is dried away. And the Lord very clearly says in verse 20, You have despised the Lord which is among you. But the children of Israel wasn't the only group that needed to have a remembrance here. We come down into verse 10, and we find Moses, faithful leader, strong leader. He comes to the end of himself as well. He says in verse 12 to the Lord, "Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them?" Verse 13, "Whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh that we may eat." And he says to the Lord, "I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness." That verse 14 is a powerful verse. I am not able. You see, the children of Israel were looking at their circumstances around them, and they didn't see the Lord who was in the midst. Moses looked at the ability within him. He looked within himself. I am not able. Those are some strong words. Now, the words as he's using them are words of despair. I can't do this. Well, Moses is right. He can't. And sometimes when we come to the place to where we acknowledge to God, we can't do this, God shows himself strong. There are a couple of events that are happening this week. We have an educator recruitment that's going on right now. We have the career fair that's coming up on Thursday. Now, some of you that are freshmen and sophomores and juniors, graduation to you is forever away. For some of you seniors, it may feel like forever away as well as you look at your assignments for the next couple months. But nonetheless, we look at these two events like this, and sometimes we think, well, that's not for me. I can't imagine myself getting recruited for a position. I can't see myself working here. I'm not able to do that. I'm not smart enough for that. I can't handle this. And maybe there are some seniors out there that they're looking at the end of their college career and they're thinking, Lord, I'm a little nervous about things. And when I graduate, I don't know what I'm able to do. I know I've got the knowledge and I'm going to have a diploma, Lord willing. I'm a little nervous about going up to these people and talking with them and seeing what doors may be open because they might invite me in. And I don't know what I do then. Well, I'm not able to be the best that maybe these companies want. And the truth of the matter is, you're right. You are not able. If you and I continue to look within ourselves, we're going to come out a lot like Moses. I can't do this. I can't do this. And Moses was right, he can't. And as long as you and I look in ourselves, we forget that God is over all of our circumstances. The children of Israel said, the surroundings around us, and we don't like it, and they're forgetting that the Lord was in the midst. Here, Moses looks within himself, and he couldn't see that the Lord was over all that he was involved in. So, well, where do we find that? If you'll find in verse 16, the Lord said unto Moses, "Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel." And in verse 17, he says, "I will come down." He fulfills that promise in verse 25, "And the Lord came down." The Lord to the children of Israel said, "I'm in the midst of you and you despised me." The Lord to Moses said, "I am over you. You're looking within yourself." And sometimes as we begin to remember who we are, we look so much inside that we forget who God is. The children of Israel looked at where they were and they forgot where God was. And in both situations, you see the end of their thoughts and their reactions. The children of Israel, where can we have manna? We despise it. Moses, I can't do this. And if you and I desire to serve the Lord the way He desires us to, hopefully we can remember biblically that God is in your midst and God is over all that you and I go through. He's not only in the midst of our circumstances, but He's also above them.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.